Greetings and welcome to the Why Struggle podcast. My name is Barbara J. Faison. I'm your host and your mindfulness and meditation ambassador. On the podcast, we do many things, and most of the things we do is a daily practice that allows us to connect with being still. And that's what we're about to do. It is Sunday evening in the United States of America on the East Coast. It's about 8:17. And so we're going to do our 10-minute slice of silence. And our meditation begins with a tone like this. I will guide you during the meditation. At some point in time, it will be completely silent. There will be no music. And tonight, since it is later in the evening, we'll just wind down for the evening to prepare for a good night's rest. So we do this every day and have been doing it every day since August 31st. And hey, Gwen, come on in. Perfect timing. And so we will do this tomorrow during the week. We do 7 a.m. Eastern time. If you are ever interested in joining us, you can simply come to the Barbara J. Faison page on Facebook and ask to join the group. So you'll hear me talking to some of the partners in practice that are in the group as they come into our group dynamics. So welcome in, Gwen Magsby. Gwen Magsby Stevens. I hope all is well. We're going to go ahead and get started. It looks like it's a solo party, you and I, and whoever may be there that may not necessarily let us know that they are there. But if you'll get comfortable, if you're seated, get comfortable. I'm doing well. I'm feeling so much better, Gwen. Thanks. Had a busy day today, but it was a good busy. I did my practice in filling my cup. I went to sound vibration meditation with Saraya Abdul-Mateen, and that's always something that just brings me joy. And helps me stay in a space where I can continue to do what I do. So I believe in filling my cup, and I hope you all fill your cup, however that works for you. So we'll get comfortable, and we will begin our meditation practice. It'll be a wind down meditation. I won't wind you all the way down to sleep like I did last night, but it was late last night. But we will we'll do just a wind down, and you'll just be ready to kind of ease into the rest of the night. It is fantastic. Sound vibration is cool. Saraya has all kinds of instruments. She has bowls similar to this, much larger, that just have awesome sounds. I got to play one today, as well as these are Tibetan bowls. She has a crystal bowl, and she also has wind chimes and rain sticks, and she said she ordered some other instrument that she uses, that she's planning to use. So it's just always a beautiful experience. We start with the meditation, and then she uses those instruments and she walks around the room, and she's intuitively guided on what parts of the body to play the instruments, and the instruments are tuned at a healing frequency. So that is part of her process, is to make sure that they're tuned in the right way, because the vibration and the sound is the sound vibration that can help you with healing and just connecting. Hey, Cindy, come on in. So that is what sound vibration meditation is. I only have my soul little bowl, which I'm still learning how to do it, but hers, just as soon as you hit it, it just, woo. The one I played today was tuned to the heart chakra, so it was tuned to F. So, yeah. I see someone else has joined us. So we're going to get started with our practice. Yep, Yvette. So we have Yvette, Gwen, and Cindy. So I met Cindy through my podcast, which is really cool. So good to see you all out here. Let's get started with our practice. As I was saying, we'll begin with the tone, and then the meditation will begin. We'll have a slice of silence, and then we will wind down. It'll be a wind down meditation. I will come back in with the tone tonight, since it's not 11 o'clock at night. So we will come back and conclude the practice. I thank you so much for being here with me and with us. And so let's begin our practice. And let's begin as we normally do, by taking three deep breaths together. We'll breathe in through our nose, hold, and exhale with a loud, audible sigh. So let's breathe in and out. Breathe in Breathe in and out. And simply continue to breathe at your own pace, rate, and rhythm, allowing your body to naturally settle into whatever it chooses right now. Let's just do a few little neck stretches. Just stretch your neck over to one side. Lean your head from to the left side to the right side. And let's do a shoulder roll backwards. We'll do two or three of those. And then we're just going to roll the opposite direction. And just continue breathing. And just relaxing some of the stress that we naturally hold in our shoulders. And then just kind of tap your thighs. Just use your hands to tap your thighs. We're just connecting with our body and giving our body a little love. Give your thighs a little tap and then give them a little squeeze as you continue breathing. And then perhaps just give your shoulders a little tap. Just relaxing around the shoulders and neck, maybe the back of your neck, the nape of your neck, and your shoulders. Just relaxing. And continuing to breathe at your own rate and rhythm. Feeling your relaxation from just being deliberate with connecting with your body. And now you can relax your hands wherever you choose and just continue to breathe. Reminding yourself that it is the end of the day. And it's time to start settling down. Moving into a state of relaxation and rest. There's no place else for you to be right now. Just simply be present with your breath, your thoughts, and your body. And just notice how your body feels. Notice any sensations or feelings. And just be present with whatever they are. Feeling gratitude. Let's just say, let's do our little practice of Ho'oponopono just to kind of clear the energy for the day and allow us to rest. And just repeat after me. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And just allow those words to resonate in your body as we move into our space of silence. And just breathe and repeat those phrases silently or aloud in the silence. And tune in. And breathe. With your eyes still closed, rub your hands together. Feel the warmth you're creating. And place your right hand over your right eye and your left hand over your left eye. Let's take a deep breath in together. Breathe in. And out. And just tune into your body settling into just that simple move. And when you're ready, relax your hands, open your eyes, take a look around, and see with these new eyes. Tune into your body and how your body feels. Pat yourself on the back. You have completed a slice of silence practice. So I thank you on the podcast for tuning in. We'll be tomorrow, our usual time, which is 7 a.m. Eastern. Have a good night. Be well. Welcome in. I do not own the rights to this music. Time to show my face. Good morning, Jessica. How you doing, Nisi? Strength, courage, and wisdom inside me all along. Strength, courage, and wisdom has been inside of me all along. Welcome to the Why Struggle podcast. I'm your host, Barbara J. Faison, and I'm with my partners in practice in our group, A Slice of Silence Meditation. We do this every day. We've been doing it every day since August 31st. So we will begin with, you'll hear me greeting people as they come in to the group. If you ever want to join us live, we have lots of fun. You can just go to Barbara J. Faison and ask to join the group. It is Monday, so we are pulling from our weekly deck of cards by Melissa Reyes. Good morning, Masani. Good to see you. And the cards from this are Melissa Reyes, who I met on Anchor, and she has these cards. They are her original artwork or photographs, and it's just one word, and we use that to start the week. So the word this, now this is funny, the word this week, y'all saw me shuffling these cards, same one from last week. Good morning, Tyrell. Define. So we want to continue to define, and I saw that little energy orb. Thank you, Mama. You want to continue to define, which is to create a vision, color inside and outside of the lines. So that's what definition is just really getting clear. Definition is just another word for clarity in my world. So we are going to get clear. And now we're going to pull from our wisdom cards by Louise Hay. And these are just simply affirmations, which I love because they just give you something to think about during the day. Welcome in. We have our steady seven in our group. And I'm just honored that you take the time. Thank you, Energy Orbs. I'm just honored that you take the time. There's another one. To visit and get in your practice with us, because that's really what it's all about. We really don't have to do anything but be here. But if we're going to be here, I think we might as well try to raise our vibration and keep our energy high. Yolanda Niels, welcome in, my friend. How you doing? I know you are loving grandmama life over there with the two grandbabies. Good to see you, and I hope your hands have healed up. Oh, who's trying to come out? Come on out. I think you're trying to come out. I speak and think positively. Welcome in, Yolanda. I think and speak positively. I listen to what I say. If I hear myself using negative or limiting words, I change them. I speak and think positively. I listen to what I say. If I hear myself using negative or limiting words, I change them. It's that simple. You know, Louise Hay has, excuse me, I have my little, it fell down. I have something she used to say. And it's, feelings are just a thought in motion in the body. A thought can be changed. And that's it. Feelings are just a thought in the body. And a thought can be changed. Jessica says, oh, this is spot on for me. It is a goal of mine and challenge for the week. You got this, Niecy. You know, you've heard me say this all the time. You've been around me long time to say, just pick some go-to phrases. That is one way to stay in a high frequency or vibration, is to have go-to phrases. One of mine is just thank you, because when we're in a space of gratitude,
it continues to take your energy level to a higher space. And it doesn't have to be thank you, God. It's just thank you. Thank you is just an appreciation of all that is happening. Even things that you don't feel like you want to happen, they are all about you growing to the next level, right? So when we can come from that space of gratitude and say just thank you. If you do nothing else, just say just thank you, thank you, thank you in your mind out loud. And I'm telling you, it just keeps you in a high space. So if you do nothing else, you know, one of my other ones, you know, Jessica and everyone else is all as well. But thank you is even at a whole different level. Just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Just say that all day long. And if you clap with it, that keeps the energy going because you're now doing energy in your hands and all of that. We'll probably do some of that in meditation. So yes. Yay, yay's world is full of the fact. Yay. Your hand healed very good. Excellent. Excellent. Glad you are healing and on the mend, Yolanda. All right, so let's get comfortable. We'll begin our meditation. For people who may be new that I am not seeing or hearing, just note that the meditation will begin with this tone. And I will guide you during the meditation. It is called a slice of silence because at some point in time, there will be a slice of silence where you simply sit and breathe in your own space with whatever sounds of life are around you. We should be moving outside shortly once the weather clears up and it's light enough out there so you'll hear the sounds of nature. Good morning, Yvette Lee. Good to see you. And just keep in mind, we sit in practice. So when we go into life, we know how we feel in our bodies. These bodies get us all around. So we want to be grateful for them no matter how they look. They are the vehicle that drives us around this earth. So we want to be mindful of that. And so when we sit, it allows us to tune into how we feel. And then that way, when we move out into the world, we have a level of consciousness of how we're feeling when we're tuned in at all times. And then if we don't like how we feel, as Louise Hay says, feelings are just a thought in motion in the body. A thought can be changed, accepted, examine it, and turn it around. So that is what this practice allows us to do. So I'm honored that you're practicing with us. There is so much beautiful energy when we practice together. There are probably hundreds of thousands of people that are practicing at the same time that we know nothing about. And we just honor them as well. So let's get comfortable. Whether you're seated with your feet flat, nothing crossed, shoulders straight, but not too straight, just relaxed. And if you're lying down, just flat and straight. So let's get this party started. And it ain't that serious. So make sure you go into it laughing. This is nothing serious. We are not opening a heart on the table today or taking a brain out of the head. So let's get started. Let's begin. And we begin by taking three deep breaths in together. Let's breathe in through our nose, hold slightly, and then release. So breathe in and out. Ah. Go deep and get all the stale air out of your lungs. Breathe in and out. Ah. Our third breath in together. Breathe in and out. Ah. And just allow your body to settle. And before you close your eyes, just take a look around and just appreciate the fact that you can see. Appreciate the fact that you have vision, whether it is natural 20/20 or corrected 20/20. And just continue to breathe in and out at your own pace, rate, and rhythm. And then just tune into what you hear. Any sounds. We're just checking in with our senses and noticing how your body is feeling as you're checking in with your senses. And on your next in-breath, just take a deep breath in and smell whatever smells are in your area. Just breathe in. And then we're going to just tune into our sense of touch. So just put your hands together and just go back and forth with your hands clasping each other and see how that feels. And just breathing in and tuning in to the body and the sensations, the feelings, how you feel right now. And just breathe in and out, in and out. And now just run your tongue across your teeth and in your mouth and feel the sensations when you do that. Do you have any taste in your mouth from maybe something you've had to eat or drink? Just notice with a gentle curiosity. And now we're going to just close our eyes, relax our hands, and move into our space of silence. And as we move into our space of silence, we remind ourselves that we speak and think positively. And we are just tuning in, taking this time to listen. And oftentimes, you may not hear anything when you're seated, but it's because of the practice. When you get out in the world, you'll have bursts of insights or ideas or thoughts will come to you that are just like gentle breezes flowing through. And you have to catch them. So sit and breathe and just know that all is well. And as you have thoughts, just remind yourself, silently or loud, thank you. And just use thank you as your mantra to return your thoughts back to where you want them to be. And they're just like a little child you would gently guide, lovingly. Treat your thoughts just like that. And just sit and breathe. And say thank you. I speak and think positively. I am safe. I am calm. I am the creator of amazing life experiences. I trust myself. I love, honor, and appreciate myself. My words are powerful, and I speak them intentionally. I see the vision for my life, and I am excited. My connection to all there is all there is. I am amazing. Everyone loves me and always wants to help me. My life is flowing, and I am going with the flow. Continue to breathe in and breathe out. And let's just clap our hands together and say thank you. 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 And feel the energy in your hands. And now rub your hands together and place your right hand over your right eye, your left hand over your left eye. Let's take a deep breath in together. Breathe in and out. Open your eyes, relax your hands, smile and take a look around and say thank you. Oh, I feel good. How y'all feeling? So type in and let me know how you're feeling and what you are thankful for. I'm thankful for just waking up this morning feeling excellent. As you all know, I'm working through my bout of pneumonia, but I feel amazing. So I'm grateful for feeling amazing and being with my partners in practice. Let me know what you're grateful for. On the podcast, I'm so grateful you're here. As a reminder, we're doing our Celebrate Everything on Thursday at 8:30. And that is simply we get together and we celebrate the things that we have done as well as the experiences we've had. And it's just a way to keep us in a gratitude energy as well as to remind us of the things we've done up to now. So when we get to the end of the year, we'll know the things that we have done and experiences we have had. So we'll be doing that Thursday at 8:30 p.m. You're welcome to come to the link. It'll be a Zoom video conference, and that will be posted on Barbara J. Faison as well as in the Slice of Silence Meditation Group. Thank you so much. Get out in nature. Remember to stop and breathe and savor life because it starts with you. It starts with me. One breath, one thought, one deed. Namaste.